Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day everyone, welcome along to The Short Ball. Scotty Stevenson and Ali Williams with you, producer Tina. Producer Tina's in a grump. Have you seen producer Tina over there? She had another podcast before us. It's not her favourite podcast. She was bored by the last podcast, and now they were running late, and now she is, look at her, there's steam.
She's steaming. But at least she's going from good to great.
That's right.
Hey, babes, here we are, mate.
We're okay. Calm down. McDonald's in the headline. Well, technically it's not about McDonald's, but it's about a Cape Townian who has made some allegations against three Crusaders. Why people aren't reporting their names. I mean, he's made the allegations publicly, but anyway, three Crusaders. And he said that, he claims that Bridge, Haveli, Enel were in a McDonald's with their South African security guard. And started taking the piss out of him and his mates and what he's referred to as homophobic slurs.
Where the heck is the world going? Mm. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with three Crusaders? And look at them, all three of them are good-looking roosters having McDonald's. Don't come at the kids for having McDonald's. These boys work hard. They deserve a few extra calories. They've done nothing wrong.
I don't think he's going after them for eating McDonald's. I don't think this was a nutrition
issue. What's he going after them for?
Well, he's going after them because he claims that he was, and I quote, attacked by them, and his friends were attacked by them, and that they made limp-wristed signs and high-pitched voices. Claims they were taking the piss out of them because they were gay.
Seriously, this is just ridiculous. I mean, anyone can make a claim these days. Anyone can accuse anyone of anything. There's no vetting process. So it goes out and we're basically getting people trialled by public, by the social media trolls of the world. And there's no proof. Like, you know, surely, man, it's just unbelievable. It's so hard. If you look at it, it's hard for these young kids. And I'm not saying whether they did it or they didn't do it. You know, what this man is perceived of what they're doing is through his own eyes, and what they're doing is through their own eyes. So whether there is a disagreement or whatever, I'm not trying to protect anyone here. If you do something, you man up and you own up to it and say,
the Crusaders have said the players refute these allegations outright. So the guys come back and said, we won't be silenced. Mate, no one's trying to silence you. You're the one out there throwing these claims about. Yeah. No one is silencing you. People want to get to the bottom of it. I genuinely believe the Crusaders want to get to the bottom of it, and I believe that if it turns out that these guys were involved in some sort of altercation of this nature, they will be punished accordingly by an organisation that prides itself on it.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I'd also chuck in, you know, the role of the security guard here. I mean, if it's the one that we've had for 15, 16 years, there's just no way that this would have ever happened. He would have, you know, calmed the situation. If there was a situation, he would have sat there and gone, you know, they would have got it from the horse's mouth in terms of, I sounded like Mills there, eh? Horse's mouth. It's like, from South.
Gone on for Cargill.
Sorry, we miss you, Mills. The viewers don't and the listeners don't, but we miss you.
Yeah, I do.
And so, to be honest, we're going to get a real direct what actually happened. So for me, it's summed up in the fact that the Crusaders have denied it, or players have denied it. I would say that's backed up by the fact that there's a security guard who's a mutual
Well, he looks to be been involved in this altercation by launching himself at someone filming them. But
yeah, that's just protecting them, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty niggly. Okay. Let's be honest. It's pretty niggly. If you go to McDonald's, I don't know what time. What time was the event?
How loud are you today?
Well, turn it down, mate.
You can't turn it down there. You've got to just not yell into it. You've got to caress it gently in microphone. You know this. Anyway.
What time was this incident in McDonald's?
Well, I'm assuming it was in the early hours of the morning when all great incidents at McDonald's happen. Look, here's the thing, right? And you may have another answer to this. Nothing good happens in Macca's after 2 a.m. Nothing.
Totally disagree.
Except you get food when you really need it. But nothing else happens. A McDonald's after 2 a.m. is full of the most drunken fuckwittery of any place in the world in that particular moment.
Totally disagree.
Why?
Absolutely and utterly disagree. I met one of the best rugby players the world has ever seen in
Who?
McDonald's at 3 a.m. Young kid. I think he was 16. Big galoof. Big galoof.
I'm writing that down in the words created by Ali Williams on the short galoof. Ball
big
file.
Specimen of galoof. Human. And he walks up and he and it was myself and a guy by the name of Ross Filippo.
Yes.
And this guy walks up and he goes, "Hey, mate." I said, "Hey, mate." And he goes, "I'm going to be an All Black one day." And I turned around to him and I said, "Mate, give me about 4 or 5 years and then you can have my jersey." I think it was about 6 or 7 years later, a guy by the name of Brody Retallick takes my jersey.
Is that right?
And that was the first time I ever met Brody
Retallick.
What was
he ordering? Do you remember?
No,
of course you don't. That's the only thing you remember about being in that McDonald's.
I remember Brody.
Only,
I remember this big galoof looking at me going,
"2 meters
I was like,
something
sheesh,
tall.
You're a big rooster." And he was big then. He was a big kid.
Mm.
And I just love the fact that he told me he was going to be an All Black and then he actually came in. Became an All Black. Problem was he stole my jersey. Well, it wasn't my jersey, but he said, "Kid, get out of here. Go back to McDonald's, mate." And the best thing, his mum actually, after he played the first test, he goes, "Oh, mum, meet Ali." And his mum turns around and goes, "Ali?" He goes, yeah, Ali Williams. "Oh, Ali Williams, the one that you're going to replace."
That's what his mum said.
Yeah, so he'd obviously been telling his mum that he's going to replace me. So I just think it's beautiful. And so you tell me that nothing great happens at McDonald's after 2 a.m.?
It wasn't great for you.
Bullshit.
He replaced you.
What do you mean? We undiscovered. I inspired.
I inspired
one of
nuggets.
The best locks to ever play the game.
Over nuggets.
Over chicken nuggets at 3 a.m. and a Big Mac. I do 2 Big Macs and 2 cheeseburgers, fries, and 2 Cokes.
That's, you basically order the Big Mac family meal.
That's what I box. That's what I have after a...
So what, 2 Big Macs, 2 big, cheeseburgers.
2 cheeseburgers.
A fries?
2 fries.
2 fries.
You get the meal and a Coke.
And a Coke.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll chuck in a mystery burger in there. Whether it's
can't
like...
can't be a mystery burger if you've ordered
meaning it's an, okay, inconsistent burger.
What, Filet-O-Fish?
No, hate Filet-O-Fish. They are horrific.
Fish in a bun. A Filet-O-Fish is basically a bun... with fish.
Fish are just some of the best specimen in the world. You can't put them in a bun.
You can do fish in a bun, but
no,
I mean, just don't
call
it a
taco.
Fish
taco? Nice.
Yeah.
But no, I hate the fillet of fish. I'm talking like you do a quarter pounder, or then you know how they've got these quite.
You can't go quarter pounder after 2 cheeseburgers. That's a lot of beef.
Exotic. I can do a lot of beef.
You can see that.
I do a lot of beef.
You've got beef.
I'm actually surprised I'm not getting grossly overweight, but.
Oh, it'll happen.
You think so?
I hope so. I can laugh at you.
Have you noticed a guy, I don't know, and Drew, hopefully Drew Mitchell's listening to this, but...
Oh, he's a big fan.
Drew Mitchell, good human being, only when he's not picking on you, because he likes to pick on people,
mm-hmm.
eh?
Mm-hmm.
Little bully. He's starting to run half marathons and marathons now.
Why?
Because he is so petrified of blowing out.
No, he hasn't told the public, but
he's so petrified of blowing out.
That's what happens because he came back, he finished his playing career, started working with Fox Sports in Australia. I remember doing the sevens with him over in Sydney.
Yeah.
And everyone was ribbing him because there he was out on the field and he was puffing like an asthmatic in a classics match. And he's obviously just looked and said, "Oh, mate, I can't do this. I've got to go and be Drew Mitchell fit." Because you can imagine Adam Ashley Cooper's at him all the time, still playing. So he'd be ribbing him.
Everyone's ribbing him. We're all into him. He had one of the biggest booties in the game.
Got a big ass, for sure.
Big ass.
Gorgeous man, though.
He's got, it's in his jeans.
Is it?
Blow out
his
big
ass?
Time. Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. So I think it's good on him. Good on him, mate. It'll last 2 more years, bud.
Good insights from McDonald's here. We'll watch this. We'll watch this story with interest. I mean, it is shit. I mean, if a guy feels like he's been imperiled by three blokes who are on the piss, then that is shit, and that has to be taken seriously. But
the story's flawed, mate. Braden Ennor is one of the best looking human beings in the game of rugby at the moment. Why would he be in McDonald's, mate? He's probably that vain. David Harvilla, he's got to be vain. There's no way those guys are in McDonald's.
Harvilla's in McDonald's for sure.
Sure, bro.
Harvilla's in McDonald's for sure. So's Bridgie. We haven't even discussed a single skerrick of rugby yet because that's rugby at the moment. Israel Folau does not appeal. He waits for the 72-hour window to lapse and then says, this is not an acceptance of Rugby Australia's judicial panel findings. I'm just going to throw this out there, Israel. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, buddy.
If you don't appeal something, you've kind of accepted the decision. That's literally the definition of not appealing something. So where does he go? He's sacked. He's gone. He's out of the game. Good news, bad news. Has he got recourse? Is this going to go further? Where does this lead?
Look, it's bad for the game in terms of losing talent like that. We all want to see the best players playing, but I think it's good for the game and Australian rugby that they've made a stand and said, by the way, we accept our role as role models to kids and to society and our obligations to sponsors, broadcasters and the likes, and we can't have our players supporting or not what they're supporting or what he believes in, because everyone can have their own beliefs, but in terms of the way that one, I'd say, is preaching it, and two, the other is how he's pushing it on people. And I think if you have strong beliefs like that, you don't have to push it on people. I think people understand that, and then in the right environment, you can express your beliefs, but not like that. So I think, you know, Australian rugby's done what they needed to do. I think they were in a rock and a hard place. I mean, one human, he could have brought down the whole of Australian rugby union financially if...
Jamie Panderham, writing in the Australian papers, says that Australian Rugby, Rugby Australia, as the organisation is called, is on the precipice here of financial ruin anyway. Well, they're saving themselves some money on the Israel Folau contract, but naturally that money will be spread over other players now and other players will get paid. But
what happens with that money?
Well, I'm not entirely sure.
Does he actually get it?
Goes back into...
Does he get the money? No.
I wouldn't think so, mate. Not if your contract's been terminated. That'd be ideal, though.
No, well, there might be a dispute in terms of the contracts being terminated, but the finances, there's a payout to take a termination
clause. Well, that may be the case. I actually don't know who's answered that question. Be pretty confidential information, I assume, commercially sensitive information. But if this goes to court, and Israel Folau still has that option to take this case to the Australian courts and really test the waters, I'm sure, and I said that this week on radio, I am sure that there are lawyers lining up to take his case that would just love their day in court to test Australian law in this situation, the discriminatory laws and the powers of Rugby Australia in this instance. I hope he does. I hope he doesn't, because when we talk about New Zealand Rugby as an organisation, we talk about Rugby Australia as an organisation, it's convenient for us to talk about them as organisations because it depersonalises them. Do you know what Rugby Australia is? Rugby Australia is the 8-year-old kid playing in the country. Rugby Australia is the referee turning up and wanting a jersey to referee. And Rugby Australia is the club in country New South Wales who needs some money for some new goalpost pads. That's Rugby Australia.
Yep. I totally agree.
And so we've got to be thinking of these things all the time when we have these issues in the game. Because, yes, Rugby Australia is an organisation, but it's a community. Mm. And when you're taking money out of that organisation, you are taking money away from everyone in that organisation. That's a lot of people who are relying on the largesse of Rugby Australia for the survival of the game.
Yeah, look, I agree totally with you, Sumo, on that. I think I would add to one other thing. I would say, look, if he, as a person, if he goes and does that, then... Actually, I would say that he's actually undecided on what sort of man he wants to be, because you can't say one element and say that this is true to who I am and this is why I believe in it, and then through the course of the actions and the consequences for that, then say, well, actually, I've got to look after myself and I've got to get the financials and I've got to claim against this and I've got to do this. Because I would say he's contradicting himself massively. So, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's it's all the unknown that none of us really know about. It's a shame on the game. It's a shame on a talented individual, because we all want to see him playing. And as you say, it's a shame on the 8-year old kid in Australia and the, you know, in the goalposts and deep down country, because they've all been affected in Rugby Australia and World Rugby because of one opinionated kid.
Well, yeah, he's got an opinion. He's entitled to it. Mm-hmm. But Rugby Australia has a code of conduct and they're entitled to that as well. Would you ever consider barbecue sauce with your nuggets?
Yeah. That's the only way you can eat them.
Or you go barbecue?
Yeah. What do you go?
Sweet and sour.
Sweet and sour?
Yeah, the sweet and sour.
Oh, no, mate, honestly.
Does anyone have honey mustard?
No, no.
Not at all.
To be honest, McDonald's is rancid food. It's absolutely right.
Goes that sponsorship opportunity.
Oh, they were never going to sponsor me.
No, that's true, actually.
I think the days of my sponsorship are probably out.
I'm counting on you to bring someone into this podcast.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me have a think.
But no, I know what will happen. You'll go and find a sponsor and pocket the cash. That's not how this works.
Do I sound like Byron Keller to you? Do I look like Byron Keller to you?
Actually.
Please.
Just look, a little bit, actually.
You think
when you do that face, you do. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We're talking about Byron Keller the other day. So, okay, we've established that you're a barbecue sauce man on your nuggets.
Yeah, barbecue sauce man, yeah.
Okay, and, I knew there was something about
McDonald's is
you.
Just, there's a mean to an end with McDonald's in terms of you're just trying to fill yourself up. In the morning you feel rancid, you feel disgusting.
Mm.
And yes, I confess, took my kids to McDonald's on the weekend.
How good.
It was disgusting and I felt huge.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Guilty, but I'm just charging along, charging ahead as a father. And doing what I need to do to put food on the table for these poor kids. I apologise, Gil.
Okay, I've got to get you back on track here. We're going to stop talking about me. You're doing a great job as a father. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, I love being a father, but giving the McDonald's was
You're allowed
no good.
To take your kid to McDonald's. You don't give your kid McDonald's every day of their life, but you're allowed to take your kid to McDonald's.
They did enjoy it.
Of course they enjoyed it. It's salt, sugar, and fat. What's not to enjoy?
Tomorrow she's got a cross country, so I hope she's
loaded up.
She doesn't. You know, that's not still sitting in your guts.
Oh, it will be.
And she got her first goal in netball. So, Jessica, you're a little champion. She's on fire.
Are you still coaching this netball team?
Yeah, I'm assisting.
Yeah.
I'm assisting.
You're Irene Van Dyking from the sideline.
Yeah, I probably don't have the skill set of Irene Van Dyke.
No.
Probably don't have the looks of Irene Van Dyke, but I probably got the height. So there's one thing in my favour out of three.
Got that going on. Yeah. Hey, speaking of in the favour.
Go the Blues.
You knew that was going to happen. You knew I was going there.
Yes, I did.
I was at the game on Saturday night enjoying some beverages with some good men. They were all Chiefs fans. Boy, did they have to get out of that stadium with their tails between their legs. A, that was poor from the Chiefs. Wowee, that was a poor performance. Mm. But I'm loath to detract from the Blues' effort because I don't think it was anything spectacular. They just ground it out.
It was it was a rugby match that it was like a club rugby match.
Felt like a club,
a club rugby match.
Exactly.
There was a lot of mistakes.
Exactly.
A few bits of individual brilliance, but generally it was hard to see the structure that both teams were trying to work
That's
towards.
It. That's it.
The refereeing was like Glenn Jackson had a few beers the night before, you know, or, you know, the hangover kicked in.
You can't
in the first
go after
half.
Jacko like that.
Mate, well,
friend of the podcast, Glenn Jackson, you can't go after Jacko. What?
I'm not going after him. I'm just saying he was potentially inconsistent.
Oh, fair.
And that is reminiscent of a hangover that he had a night before.
What are you claiming that Jacko was hungover refereeing the game?
I'm not claiming anything. I'm just saying that things like this point to the fact that he might have had a few red wines the night before. The group of them, they all get together. There's probably about five of them involved in a game, isn't there?
Yeah.
You've got the referee. You've got the
two ARs. CMO.
Isn't the word assistant referee the biggest load of horseshit I've ever heard in my life?
Yeah, it is.
You're not a referee, mate. You're on the sideline.
Well, no, but here's the thing, right? They could be referees. They could be assistant referees, and they could live up to the job title if someone would just come out and say, you have three jobs in a game of rugby. You have the ball going into touch, you have the offside line at the ruck, and you have forward passes, or whatever it might be. Give them three jobs every single weekend, and you will find that they develop the requisite skills to adjudicate those three things. At the moment, and still, and forever, it has been a case of, hey, I'm the referee today, I want you to look at X, Y, Z. And then the next week, hey, I'm the referee today, I want you to look at A, B, C. And then next week, I'm the referee today, I want you to look at D, E, F.
Yeah.
No wonder we keep getting mistakes in the game. Mandate responsibilities for our assistant referees. Give them jobs.
Is it a case of, like, New Zealand educational system? Where we're not actually paying them enough, therefore we're not attracting the right people and the most confident of people. And
I agree with you on the teacher salary thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Oh, man.
When are we genuinely going to value our teachers? I mean, they are in control of the youth. And parents. Shit, McDonald's. I shouldn't have given her McDonald's.
You
I feel
gave her
bad,
McDonald's.
Eh?
Now you
I feel bad.
See?
Oh,
you need
sorry,
to.
Sorry, Jessica. Sorry, Claudia.
Feed my kids sugar all the time.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now I feel good.
Yeah, fine. Honestly, I reckon their teeth will fall out.
Genuinely, is there a way that we can support them? Is there a way that we can attract better people?
No,
is there a way? Is there a way that we can support?
It's not about
better,
no. It's not financial.
Better standards.
Yeah, it's called promotion for performance. That's what happens, right? You perform well, and you go up the chain, and you become a professional referee on the World Rugby books, whatever it means. I mean, it's a vocation, mate. No one's going to be a millionaire referee, unless you're Nigel Lawrence, but I mean, he's got to do comedy shows and sing songs for that. So,
or Wayne
write
Barnes.
Books. Barnsley's a lawyer, so Barnsley goes all right.
Barnsley's the old back pocket master.
Come on, mate. You can't say that about Barnsley.
I can say anything I want about Barnsley.
No, you can't say that because you cross into defamation. You're defaming a lawyer. I'm over here.
I have
I'm
seen him.
Away.
I have seen him at I have seen him at a bar.
You're on your own.
Not paying for a beer. I had to pay for all the beers.
Hang on. When you're saying he's back pocket man, you mean that he never reaches into his pocket to buy a drink. Well, that's not what I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying he was
so
taking money in.
Classic Kiwi assumption that we all think Wayne Barnes is a crook.
Well, it sounded like that was what
that's
you were saying.
What you said.
No, that's what you were saying.
No. You assumed it. See, this is the classic example of a 3 a.m. incident in McDonald's when the kids are just going about their business, doing what they do, making a statement, and some puffed up guy with his phone is saying, so you're saying this to me and you're saying that to me. Exactly. You know, maybe they had a shake on you. You know what I mean?
You've missed a call from Paul Southern, by the way. You better call him back.
That's my boss, mate.
He looks important. Okay, well, if it's clearly established. You can't take the phone call now.
Oh.
Just say you missed a call. Barnsley's a great man.
He is a good man.
I love the Barnsley. But he loved coming
to Toulon and refereeing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just a great night out for him.
Yeah.
And he used to... He used to parade around in his budgie smugglers pre-match.
And the Barnsleys?
Down at Mayo.
And he loved a tight short as well.
Yeah, down at Mayo, he was all just... He would get three or four hours of raise before a good game at Mayo.
If anyone needed raise, it's Barnsley. Barnsley was not blessed with a single ounce of melatonin.
Melatonin. Is that what you call colour, melatonin?
Oh, I think so, something like that anyway. Can we talk footy to wrap this podcast up today? Can we talk about the weekend? Can the Blues...
Have you seen the smile on Tina's face now that she's listened to a decent podcast?
No, we see this is the smile that she gets when she knows we're 2 minutes away from wrapping this up so she can actually go and have some breakfast and a cup of tea.
Do you think she's a tea drinker or a coffee drinker?
No, I think the tea. I think
mate,
tea
her
goes
eyes
for
are sort of starting to shut. She goes so for. I reckon she's probably a coffee drinker.
No, she needs a coffee, but yeah. She goes for tea. She's neither.
She's neither.
She's shaking her head. You say neither.
Neither. Yeah. What do you say? Neither.
Yeah.
You're obviously from grammar, and I'm obviously from kings.
How'd that go on the weekend? I wasn't going to bring it up.
Oh, hey, look, as I said, I'm happy. I support rugby. I think it's fantastic, but it hurts.
Oh, man.
Grammar win.
I'll tell you what, though. What a game.
Yeah,
10,000 plus on the sidelines, full school haka, outstanding game of footy. Cynical play from the Kings boys in their own red zone. Wow.
Here's a question.
Case for life.
Is school footy becoming our next MPC, yeah. ITM? Yeah, is that where the importance is? And then we go from that to Super Rugby.
Well, and,
big
and,
jump.
And
wow.
Who's created that? So why is New Zealand Rugby now appointed a manager of schoolboy rugby when they have no jurisdiction over these competitions to start with? Because they want it.
Well, I would say it's competition...
Here's the thing.
For individuals worldwide in professional
this
sport.
This is about securing your employment pool. It's nothing more than that. That's correct. Exactly why they want it. It's got nothing to do with education. It's got nothing to do with reviews. It's got nothing to do with ethics. They want the game because they want to control the best players in the game. Put them on a conveyor belt. Then you don't have to worry about the costs of provincial rugby. You don't have to worry about club rugby. You cut all of that cost structure out of your business. You drag the best players through. They get stipended into Super Rugby contracts, into academies. They become Super Rugby players. They become All Blacks. You only need 200 good rugby players a year to keep the system going, and everything else costs money.
Yeah.
That's why they want schoolboy rugby.
Great. And they become robots. You eliminate kids from the age of 14 so people can't develop and become great rugby players like Dan Carter, later Matthew Ridge.
Corey Jane. Ali Williams.
Oh, thanks. Right. If you didn't say that, I was going to get angry.
I know you were.
And you know, this is ridiculous. Rugby is not about that. Rugby is not a robot-type game. Rugby is for the one with a brain, with a physical...
Correct.
And, talent and, you know, and with a community and a work ethic.
Do you know what we saw on the weekend too? We saw why schoolboy rugby is more than just a game, and it's more than just a factory to find the next professional rugby player. That was about the community of two schools coming together for a wonderful occasion, and full of spirit, full of pride, full of colour. That's what it's about. Let's never lose sight of that because we've already lost sight of it in provincial rugby, shamefully, shamefully.
Yeah,
we've already lost sight of it at club rugby, shamefully. And
it needs to be a bold move, doesn't it?
And this is the last bastion of passion, it seems, for our game, apart from All Black level. Well, that's a big gap between the passion shown for school rugby, girls and boys, and international rugby. There's a lot in between where we've lost the passion. And we need to be finding that passion again.
It's a hard challenge. I
know.
Unfortunately, team, this is the first thing I don't have the answers for.
And I'm just saying, I mean, this is the facts. This is where we're at, right? You can't window dress this anymore. We love the game, but I went from King's Grammar at a school in Auckland to Eden Park on Saturday night, and I know that the Blues marketing staff, event staff are doing their best. There was a wedding at halftime. Happy days. What the fuck?
What, getting married at Eden Park? Exactly.
Anyway, good on them. That's not entertainment. That's not passion for the game.
No,
that's a gimmick. I don't want the gimmick. I want the organic passion.
Organic. If you go to France and go through the French region and watch club rugby, passion.
Yes.
It's your team, it's your tribe, and it's... your people.
Tribalism. And we've got rid of tribalism
in
our
game. And it's in schools, so we need to keep nurturing that. How are we going to create it? And as you say, we got rid of it. It'd be hard to bring it back out of club rugby and provincial rugby and, you know, even Super Rugby. Crusaders and... I mean, the Chiefs do a very good job.
Everyone's trying really hard to do it. And my criticisms aren't towards the people who are working hard to attract fans and give fans a good experience. I'm just saying, it's just not there at the moment. And so we've got to learn from schools rugby. Why is there passion there? Because people are connected. It's a connection that you've got to have before you have fans who can go and enjoy it. Anyway, the Blues are going to take on the Crusaders in Christchurch this weekend. To wrap up the short ball, you called the Chiefs last weekend. The Blues came through for you.
They called the Chiefs.
Yeah, you did.
Did I say the Chiefs would win?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Crusaders are definitely going to win. Definitely going to win.
Are you reverse psychology?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
this is what you do?
No, you want the truth? If they beat the Crusaders away,
they're playoffs.
They they deserve to be in the playoffs.
They can do this. They're only a few points out of the mix.
I'm the one guy that knows they can do this. One guy that thinks they can do this. I'm the one guy that wants them to do this. It's a hard task. But they are winning. Harry Plummer, I think, is playing extremely well. I think the forwards are battling. I think Patrick's captaining well in terms of leading by example. Offa, Tonga Fassi and Hodgman played a full 80 minutes each. When was the last time you've seen a front rower play a full 80 minutes?
Dane Coles.
Yeah, take a hooker
against
away.
The Highlanders.
Take a hooker away.
Take a hooker away. Prop forward. It's a great question.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Tarvao must have gone close last season when he was playing every minute that God sent.
I think he was, but I mean, you know,
80 minutes.
It's a long stint for an overweight front guy that smells and pushes in a scrum. I'm just giving you the truth. You're all great men. I know that, boys, but body hygiene is not your strongest point.
You've had your nose up a lot of butts in the past.
Oh, I know, man. Some rancid things. I had one guy, and I'm not going to reveal names, Scott Palmer, but I was in there, and then after the game, he was like, I've just got to confess. I said, what's that? He goes, I actually sharted pre-match. And I was like, are you serious?
Scott Palmer sharted?
Sharted pre-match. So he was warming up. He was a DD. Warmed up, sharted. Then there was the force of this skinny little shoulder just pushing as hard as I could against it. Is that not disgusting?
Yeah, that is disgusting.
I hope he's good. I haven't seen Poss for ages.
Are you talking Scott Palmer, former Italy international Scott Palmer?
Yeah. No, Auckland. He didn't play for Italy.
Okay. Different Scott Palmer.
Yeah, yeah. The Poss. Auckland. He was the one that dived over a ruck to score a try for Auckland.
Shouting?
I don't think he would have shouted during that incident. Mind you, it could have gone on the lift off.
So hang on.
He used to stand in a scrum. You know the characters of rugby. He used to be in a...
Chris and Tina's phone. She couldn't believe this story.
He used to be in a scrum like this, and he's down there, and he's like this, and I'm like, let's go. And he goes, I'm a rock. You can't move me. I'm like, mate, the guy's right here.
He's yelling out loud.
I'm a rock. You can't move me. And I would be cracking up. The whole scrum would be pissing ourselves going, are you serious? And then he'd get the ball at training and be like, I'm a feather. I'm a...
What? Was he just role-playing inanimate objects?
Because...
You're losing it.
He was the best human being. We did a day in the life of Scott Palmer. He did a video for the whole team once. And he literally took us through a day in the life of Scott Palmer. And one of the things he's like, and this is my kitchen, and this is where I do everything. And he pans around, and then he stops on the rubbish bin, but he didn't intentionally stop it. And there's all the game plan and everything. He just screwed up. He's like, oh, shit. He's just a beautiful human. If you're out there, mate, I love you. I miss you.
All right.
Okay, let's wrap it.
All right, let's wrap it up.
I better ring Paul, eh?
You got to ring Paul back.
The boss.
I think I shouted too. That's it for the short ball today. Enjoy your Super Rugby.
Go to
rugbypass.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.